We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everybody, before we get into today's pod, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here on Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you wanted to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and e-learning course filled with tips and tricks. On top of that, we'll get you show published to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and other listening platforms. And the best part is that you can get this all for $15 a month. That's the same rate that any other hosting site would just charge you for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to your sports experience. Acceptance to the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more. That's bwhustle.com/join.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat win! The Heat win. It wasn't pretty, but the Heat absolutely won this game. The offense still looks anemic, but you know what? A win is a win. They came into the fourth quarter and they just grinded it out. They did what Jimmy Butler does, man. They with 6 minutes left, close game. They just made all the right plays. They shut them down defensively. It was a really good defensive game, really crappy offensive game. It was hard to watch at times. Like that whole first half, I was like, what the hell is going on? I mean, the first half of that third quarter, they're down by 15 right off the bat. I mean, but they grinded out a win. And when you're in a close race in the Eastern Conference, these are the kinds of wins you have to get, right? They were, you know, one game separated from the Indiana Pacers, and you take that, and now, you know, you leapfrog into sixth place where you could have been out of the playoff picture in just one game. So I'm going to bring my ass out right now because we don't have Brass Jazz tonight. So we're kind of winging it, all right? So we're only going to use old bits, nothing new, right? Nothing new because we ain't got it. Like Tiff says, this is all we got. So, and this is a light-skinned opinions takeover tonight. So I have the fellas from LSO here. I put the score
and
up.
And Joey.
This is what's happening.
And, well, technically that's
and Tiff, Joey.
And me. Hey, everybody, what's up? Oh, what's up, hey, fam. You too, Joey.
Everybody got a chance to introduce themselves as we find out what everyone is drinking.
Hey,
Okay, like I said, no brass here, so I'm going to start it off with the dark-skinned producer, Parrish Thompson, from Light Skin Opinions. What's going on, Parrish? What are you drinking tonight?
What's happening? What's happening? I am. I got Tanqueray and Simply Fruit Punch.
Oh.
Damn, that sounds awesome.
Ew. That sounds gross.
Fruit Punch. What is that? You got a He-Man lunchbox over there? You got fruit punch.
I got two kids, man. We got to go.
Exactly.
I thought I was stepping up from the. I used to go Minute Maid fruit punch. I thought I was doing big business. Simply.
So. At least it ain't juicy juice.
Oh.
Parrish over there stealing the baby's apple juice to make cocktails with.
Give That's me this, terrible. Kid.
He got the bottle under the table.
I got to do a show, nigga. Get out of the way.
These kids don't ration shit over here.
Chris, what are you drinking tonight? Chris Maddox, also from Light Skin Opinions.
Yes, sir. I laugh because I'm actually on the same thing, Pete. I got Rusty Nickel Tito's. And Fruit Punch as well. Simply Fruit Punch as well.
There you go.
Yeah.
Y'all went to the store together?
No, that's called What Do I Have in the House?
You that's know what it.
Huh? Yeah.
That's called I don't really properly buy Chaser. You feel
Anybody
me?
With kids in the house, you know about the Simplies and the
I don't put vodka in some of everything. I don't put vodka in apple juice, fruit punch, grape juice.
Crystal Light.
Kool-Aid jammers, bitch. What you know about Kool-Aid jammers?
Oh, you cut the top off?
I was about to say that, Tiff. You ain't lived before, until you cut the top off a Capri Sun and pour that bitch in a cup of ice.
Yep.
The next day, my wife making little man lunch. Like, damn, I know we had some Capri Sun. I'm hiding scissors underneath the couch. Oh, damn.
Destroy the evidence. What are you drinking today?
I'm easing into tomorrow because tomorrow is drip drop. So taking it easy tonight. Just got a cold one. Just a little Bud Light right here.
Oh, okay. Right. And she got the light one. Okay.
I'm on that Tito's, by the way.
Tito's. That rusty nickel Tito's. Boy, if you drinking Tito's without a chaser, you are either a biker, some type of lifelong criminal, or a con man of some sort. Tito's by itself is rare.
You're running a low-level Ponzi scheme.
You trying to get people to buy penny stocks and shit.
You know? Oh, Wolf of Wall Street ass. Joey, welcome to the cookout, my brother. You are here.
Joey got that email. Joey said, light skin opinions. I'm light skin.
Joey said, I'll be on.
I did a little whatever I had in the kitchen, and I had just a little bit of Terramana tequila left, which is the rocks tequila, and I put it in a mug. My mom taught me to put the alcohol in the mug. Look like you're working.
That's how you drink in the morning at the office.
That's that mom that's drinking early in the morning, got her robe on, walking the kids to the door. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That's how you drink on a Zoom call for work.
Hey, just waking myself up here.
Why are you taking shots of coffee?
It's iced.
Joey, how is that tequila? Like, is the rock selling people dreams, or is that tequila decent?
It's fine. I mean, it tastes like tequila.
No,
it's just the rock owns it. That's it. That's
I'm suspect of celebrity owned and sponsored alcohols.
I feel like
somebody had a barn full of barrels of alcohol. Like, I got to do something with this
from the Prohibition era.
Exactly.
Has anyone tried that Dwayne Wade wine?
No, I have not. Just because I don't drink wine enough. But.
I heard it was ass, but listen, he the goat.
Really?
So, yeah.
I just saw Snoop Dogg had his own wine. Am I late on that? I just saw that shit.
Yeah, you real. I think Siobhan had that on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Siobhan had it on the show.
Did you? All right. Yeah.
You know that's late. You know that wine is laced.
Was it good?
That's that CBD infused wine. Mm-hmm. All right, so listen. So Someone said, I never realized how light-skinned Alf is until now. What?
Oh, you do have that light on you good.
I got better lighting in this room than I had in my office spot. But, you know, now you get to see the true colors shining through. All right, so the Heat win by 5, 92-87. Another game straight out the late 90s. I mean, Heat. Harris, you watching this game? Like, I don't know how much Heat you've watched this year, but like, this people are like, oh, do they miss Kelly? No, this has been the offense.
No,
do they miss Kelly?
Miss Kelly? Who's asking that?
People on the timeline. I'm like, this has been the offense, but if they can hold teams under 90 points, under 100 points, they give themselves a chance to win. The problem is if a team is competent at all offensively, you know, it's a wash.
Right.
We have trouble scoring points. I mean, it's – I don't know. I don't know what the – I mean, hopefully – I mean, I don't know if Victor is going to answer all those – you know, answer all those questions. He's another option offensively, obviously. But, I mean, we have trouble. I mean, like you said pregame before we got on, Bam is driving to the hole and then kicking out against McConnell. You know what I mean? So it's like we got to make better offensive options, better offensive decisions.
I don't know if it's so much that we have trouble scoring as we just have trouble scoring consistently. Like, because we can still go, I think at one point in the first half, they were down by like 13. Then we went on a 10-1 run. So every now and then.
That was a third quarter, I think you're talking about.
Like, we can go.
I think they actually did it both. You're right. Second and third quarter, they did that. Yeah.
I think, but that's kind of makes the point, though, is like we do that. We get within striking distance, you know, nice solid run, which means you had a couple of strong defensive possessions. And then we fall away. You know what I mean? And then we have to gather it all up again and make another run again. And what the problem will be is how many of those runs can you generate? You know, and what happens if you come up with a one run short, then you end up losing by like 15. You see me?
But how many times have we seen that, Tiff, where they go down by 20 and they cut it to 6 or 8,
run out of gas,
4 or 3 minutes left, and then you end up losing by 14 because, like you said, you run out of gas. Like, it's, you know, what I want to know is, do you feel like right now we're just, as a fan base, we're in a holding pattern waiting for Vic to come save us?
As a fan base. He didn't say Christopher Maddox. Gosh.
No.
Right, but I think so. I think everybody's just hold the rope. Hold the rope until Vic comes. Mm-hmm. And for me, I think he is going to fix a lot of the small issues that they have. I think with the way that he plays, people will get...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Better shots. I think people will be able to make better cuts because he's somebody you have to guard. They're not going to sag off him. They're not leaving him anywhere on the court. So that's the good thing about it. I think the bad part about it is there are just certain things that he's not going to fix. He's not going to fix that rim defense. So at some point they're going to have to tighten the ropes and get a little bit stronger on that back line. And it can't just be Bam and Ariza. And then Iggy, when he comes in.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Oladipo gives you a talent boost, that's for sure. Like, and it can never hurt you to have more talent on the roster, especially that you can like slide into different places. I'm not so much waiting on Victor as much as I'm waiting on. I think this team is waiting on a moment. You know what I mean? Like, I think they saw how Jimmy was so. Run out of gas at the end of last year, even though in the bubble was that kind of way different environment. I feel like they're waiting to flip the switch, which is a scary thing for a team because sometimes you flip that switch and the power's out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. You feel me?
You didn't pay the bill, or
Do we have a switch? Even if we flip it, like it's
we don't have a switch.
We don't have an offensive switch.
We don't have
We have a defensive switch. Like Daniel. I have not seen a team hold this many teams under 100 points in years.
Exactly. Well, that's the plus. That's a plus.
Yeah, but the problem is that on those nights somebody gets hot from three, you have nothing for them. Joey, I wanted to ask you about the Derek Chauvin trial. No, I'm just joking. I'm not going to do that to you.
I'm not going to pull this a lot on you. You see his face?
Like, what? I was like, did we just pick him up? Who is this?
He's on a 10-day.
Literally.
Oh, my gosh. Right? Joey was worried about that. He's like, I can't prepare.
Joy said, I ain't signed up for that one.
He's like, we have a Solana situation. Whoa. But Joey, we saw the return of Duncan Robinson tonight. 20 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, plus 17 on the game. And the one thing I've been saying about Duncan since a couple games ago, he's finally decided, okay, I'm going to put it on the floor a little bit. Like someone said, Duncan hit a pump fake and then drove by Miles Turner, who might be in the contention for Defensive Player of the Year. Like, he's doing more things. He's getting into the paint. He's doing them little scoop passes underneath the rim to Bam. A lot of times it bounces off Bam's leg and goes out of bounds. Yeah. But for the most part, like, Duncan is doing more, and we've seen it start to kind of translate into his shot a little bit.
I thought that Duncan move where he put Turner basically just on pause for a second. I had to do one of these. I did one of these because I thought they called a foul. I was like, there's no way he pulled that off. And then of course he didn't dunk it. He had to just do like a power layup. Like he just had to push the ball two-handed. No, he was up there.
Like a power layup.
Yeah.
He released it above the rim.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like something you got to call out like on Digimon. Power layup. Boom.
Engaged.
Exactly. Yeah. Power layup activate.
I know that man can dunk because we've seen him dunk.
What's his name?
I think it's indeed Duncan. But it seemed like he was so surprised he was there.
Yeah, exactly. I think every single person was surprised. Yeah, like you said,
Miles Turner was surprised.
Right. Yeah. I was surprised.
The rim, everyone.
Goalkeeper.
The rim was like, this is something I didn't expect. But Duncan Robinson, I'm a little surprised that that's taken so long. Like, one of the first things you learn when you, like, in middle school, high school basketball is the idea that after you hit a couple, that's the best time for your pump fake game. That's the best time for your, you know, triple threat game coming out of it.
But you learn that when you have all the other tools. Sometimes the younger players don't acquire all the tools. He can shoot. He's the shooter. That's what happens. And all he's still young enough to where he falls into that category of he's a shooter. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to acquire all these tools on the go. Yeah, some nights it helps, which is right now. Like tonight, they needed it all. And some nights you're looking at him and you're like, why?
Mm-hmm. But see, the thing about Duncan that's interesting, and like, I don't want to take nothing away from that, man. Like, I think he's played really good team defense lately. I was surprised on a defensive possession at the end of the game, Spo left Tyler in and not Duncan, because Duncan had been playing his ass off defensively the whole night, and Tyler was getting broke down by TJ McConnell. So I don't understand that. Spo could probably explain it. Maybe he wanted a little bit more speed in there, but I thought the size would probably help you a little bit more. But, I mean, it is what it is. But we saw a little bit of this stuff at Michigan with Duncan. Not a lot. Even in college, you know how some of these guys are the big man on campus in college, but, you know, when they get to the NBA, they ain't got it. He was this spot-up guy in college, too. So it's for him, it has to be, okay, the game's even faster now. And I mean, I don't know if he's just never, like you said, he's never had those reps. I'm going to put the ball on the floor and go to the rim. Because
you know what that makes me think? You know how good of a shooter that makes him to have gotten all the way to the Big Ten, which is elite level college ball, with having one supreme tool and everything else kind of being either substandard to, you know what I'm saying, standard. To be able to have to acquire those skills in the NBA, like, damn, you got to be a good shooter to have gotten here, you know? So I think he's always going to, which is explains part of why they wanted to hold on to him. Like, real quality, like, shooter dudes are kind of, you know, they're a rare thing, you know what I'm saying? So I see why they didn't want to trade him. But I'm nervous if you got to rely on Duncan. Duncan is a good off the, you know, a good secondary guy. You know,
hopefully,
what I mean?
With Vic, you're not relying on his offense. His offense now it'll be boosted a little bit because of Vic, but you're not gonna be bleeding to where you need Duncan to give you 20, 25 every night, because it's not possible.
He can give you 20 or 25 if Listen, hold on. Let me finish though. If he's a guy who's coming off screens, if you got somebody else who's getting off, right? And he's that guy who's coming off screens where you got to help off of him because somebody else is cooking. He can give you them points. You know what I'm saying? But that's where he's like limited.
How many miles they say he running? He's not coming. You got to look at how he scores. Physically, there's no way he could do that every single night because he's running.
The thing is, what you want to build a team where Duncan don't have to do that every single night.
But that's
night.
What I'm saying.
Duncan, you want 12, 13, 14 points a game from Duncan, and then every once in a while he explodes, right? But you're not relying. So we've talked about this so much this year. It's like they just relied on Duncan. Like, that was their entire offense. And now it feels like, you know, I don't know if they're like trying to make this adjustment, because it feels like it's not centered around Duncan, but the offense looks even worse. Maybe everyone's waiting for Vic. Like, they're just trying to fit, because they look lethargic offensively tonight.
You think Spo is just still working out rotations and stuff since we got the new people coming in and kind of going out?
Look what you're watching. Like, you're seeing a lot of Gabe Vincent, Goran Dragic, and play the entire fourth quarter. You're still trying to figure out if Ariza and Iggy can play together. A Bielitsa, I don't know what he is or what he does. Like,
man,
he got a rebound tonight.
Man, I don't know about Dick Kelly.
He should only be able to play in black because it's slimming. You know, the white jersey looks terrible on him.
Then Joey, you look skinny as hell right now.
Because he's okay. Yes. I got it.
that joke had layers.
Yeah, I was like,
several layers to it.
Surrounded by black. Okay. Yeah. Boom. Boom. But yeah, Bielitsa, I'm not going to judge him off of, you know, two games, because he looks like he's trying to he looks lost.
Yeah, no, he does.
I mean, have they even practiced, you know, and thick? He's weighty.
A guy like Bielitsa, though, he's going to have to, it's going to take him a minute just to get used to the defense here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, getting used to the defense that is played by the Miami Heat is not a, even the zone, it seems like, oh, you're playing the zone. But you got to be live and you got to be on your feet. You got to be able to communicate. When they're blitzing people off pick and rolls and stuff, there's a whole lot of covering that needs to happen sometimes. So I don't even know if he'll be ready to play defensively for a minute. Talking strictly about the fact that, yeah, he doesn't look good in white. You know what I mean? Like, are you in shape, cuz? What you been doing?
No, he's thick.
He's thick. But what I will say about Bielitsa is this. The minutes he played with the second unit looked so much better than the Precious minutes. Mm. Okay? Precious played 8 minutes. It was a minus 13. Mm. Like, again. Like, this is like, if this is... single game plus minus is not something that you really want to go off, but this is game after game where he's playing 12, 11, 10 minutes or less, and he's minus double digits. Like, they just are completely trash when he's on the floor. And I just think, you know, Chris, you talked about AAU guys, and you talk about the college game. You watch the college game a lot. But we're also talking about G League, Summer League. He's got none of that experience. Yeah, he didn't even have an offseason. So are we just at the point that Bielitsa is going to completely erase Precious from the lineup?
I think you can – yes. I think Precious is not going to be playing in the playoffs. I don't think he's going to be playing that much in the playoffs, because you can kind of give him these minutes now and still win a game, you know. But in the playoffs, where every game's count, you don't want to risk it. He's got to develop some other skill. Like, right now, his best skill, like we talked about Duncan's, is shooting. His best skill is running and jumping and energy.
He's a hustler. His best skill is hustling.
Yeah,
he needs a skill.
He needs a skill. Because, you know, I was just about to say, right now, he's Joel. Just off. And right now, he looks like his best thing is going to be Joel Anthony. Remember, like, you know, that kind of, like,
man, you got round, jump, run, jump with that. Put more respect on the warden's name, man. The warden used to blow up a pick and roll like nobody's business.
But and that's what I'm saying. Your boy could probably be that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if stuff works out. But I think, yes, to answer your question, he's not going to get many minutes.
No, he is. No, he is.
You think he's going to get minutes? I don't think.
Okay, who else is coming in?
Listen, what they'll do, I think they're going to run Bielitsa at the backup five, and they're going to play a lot of Ariza and Iggy at the four, and because them at the five as well.
And because they're running Thick Kelly at the backup five, if he don't get into that heat shape, if he don't learn that defense, you're going to see a lot more Precious. And you know what? It's going to be what it's going to be. Like we said, that kid had no offseason whatsoever. Mm. And honestly, at this point, you want him to just run the floor and get the rebounds and dive to the basket. That's
but he ain't getting no rebounds. He ain't, like, he's doing nothing.
But you know what? The other part of it is because we're so thin at that position, you can't pull him. You got to let him get a few minutes each game, because little confidence he has is done if you pull him.
And I don't want to, that's what I'm saying. I don't necessarily want him to not get the minutes. I mean, I think it'll pay off in the long run. I think the good example of that, we see the same thing we were talking about earlier about how Hero is playing so many fourth quarter minutes. I think the Heat realized, we all know Pat has never been a guy who's like, yo, let's let the little ones play. But this cutoffs, that season that we had last year, when a lot of the young guys had to play, and then when we got to the crux of the playoffs, they had been battle tested. So I think it's good to play Precious right now, even though he's ass. You feel me? Like, hopefully the time pays off. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully, like, we get later on down the line.
Right. But we got to remember, let's not act like Precious was ass in the beginning.
No.
So
he hit a wall.
Right. So he has a skill set. Everybody's like saying this man has no skill set. He does. Can he get back to that skill set where he was just productive is the question. That's it.
What I will say is to Chris's point, when you get to the play, like, let's look at this team. And I kind of wanted to talk about the closing lineup. Tonight we saw three defenders in Iggy, Jimmy, and Bam, with two shooters, Tyler and Duncan. So I want to get to that in a second, because when Vic is here, Vic is in that closing lineup, right? So who leaves that lineup if Duncan is hot? But before I get to that, so in the playoffs, we all know Spo is not going above nine men, probably going to stick to seven, eight strong. And then there's a ninth guy going to get about 5 to 8 minutes. So mm-hmm. when you look at Ariza, Butler, Adebayo, Dragic, Robinson, Bielitsa, Iggy, Vic, that's eight. Mm-hmm. That's why I say Precious ain't, to Chris's point and everyone's point, Precious ain't getting no playoff minutes. So I
got a case on it. I got a case on it, Alf.
Who? And oh, also Kendrick Nunn. That's nine.
I'll say one nine. Yeah. Oh,
I forgot about him.
Right. Or I didn't even say Tyler Hero.
Right. But when you're talking about, but the thing is, we can't already just isolate out height when we have Nunn in the playoffs. Like,
but he's not even bigger than Ariza.
He don't have to be. He's bigger than Nunn.
But he's just, if you got Bielitsa, Iggy, and Ariza on the bench.
But you're telling me you already sure that Bielitsa can get more minutes than Precious?
I do, because Precious is the floor.
Precious is definitely going to get the, okay, so-and-so's got two fouls in the first place. You know what I'm saying? He's going to get those.
If it's March and he's getting 8 minutes a game against the Pacers, mm-hmm. and that's Nunn's out. There's no Vic. Like, I'm telling you, I don't think he's going to see the court in the playoffs.
I think it will be fine.
I'm just going based on what this team has shown me this year with the inconsistencies. That's what I'm going based on.
And I guess part of that, what I'm saying is, This whole Heat Twitter thing about getting a backup big, like, I don't see, there's not a guy left.
No,
that's going to even get in the rotation.
Yeah, it's over. Difference.
They're done. Yeah, they're done. They're gone. Everybody's gone.
Yeah.
People hitting me up with John Henson. If you don't get the fuck out of my face.
Who?
John Henson.
Who?
John Henson. I used to like
he's still
John
in
Henson.
The league?
That's one of my college guys.
No, that's why you can get him right now. You're over there outside the Jewish garage putting up those shots.
I did think, though, possibly, and I'll say this, I wouldn't normally say this to people who I don't know, is I thought it maybe you might want to look at, because I'm a Boogie Cousins fan. So I was one of those people who was like, I wasn't saying it out loud, but I was like, if they pulled Boogie in, you know, maybe in that same type of spot instead of Precious, 5 to 8 minutes, we having trouble scoring, put him down on the block. Because Boogie Cousins, even though most people think of him as like a shooting big, his post game is strong as hell. Yep. And if he can give me 6 to 8 points in the post, good job. Go sit down, Boogie. We appreciate you. You know what
thank,
I mean?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your services.
Yeah, we'll have some cigars rolled for you in the back. Finest of our Miami marijuana. We appreciate what you're doing for us.
You probably got to get Boogie. You got to give Boogie a smack. You can't just tell him go.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's going to give up like the 6 points he scored. So what's the difference?
And you got to give him an iPad with YouTube on it.
Hold on, listen.
Child in a restaurant.
I said a zebra cake. You said a star crunch. Oh, Joey said a pecan roll. And he's right. This is the difference. I love pecan rolls. Pecan rolls are a lot more sophisticated.
It's in the same aisle. I feel like it's in the same aisle, but I do love
it. It is. You're right. You're right. Yeah, it's in the same aisle. But that's a lot more. That's more befitting of an NBA player who's doing.
Yeah, he's a millionaire. Give him a pecan roll, goddamn
it. Frosted fudge cake.
That man's an NBA vet. You are here getting star crunches.
I love that Chris said that if Precious puts it all together, he could beat Joel Anthony.
That's NBA champion Joel Anthony to you.
Ceiling.
Joel Anthony is one of my favorite players. I watched that man develop into that. Yeah. He went from a nobody to that. I was like,
the Warden. I remember the game he locked. Amari Stoudemire's having an MVP season. Joel went out there and said, no, you're not. Mm-hmm. They could just put the clamps on his ass, and that's when we started calling him the Warden. This shit was.
I wonder how many players it looked like good defense, where people just were really scared of his head. Like Joel Anthony had a big ass head.
It's a large. It's like an Easter Island head. It's very large.
With that low smoking forehead of a criminal.
Yeah.
Phrenology reference. I don't know who got that. SAT word of the day. I do want to talk about the closing lineup because I was just very interested tonight to see Goran play no fourth quarter minutes, right? You had two shooters out there in Tyler and Duncan, and you had the three defenders. When Vic is available, so you know the three on the floor are going to be Vic, Jimmy, and Bam. That is your triumvirate, if you will, your big three. So who are the two other guys going to be? Because Tyler Hero has been playing every fourth quarter minute that he's been available.
I think you got to have
– go ahead. I was going to say it's going to depend on the position we in the game. Are we up? Are we down? We need to score. We need to stop. Like, I think it's going to depend on – because I think anybody from Tyler or Duncan or even Iggy – well, reason any of them could play at that point.
Well, if you think about it, Duncan has got to be on the court. You know, yeah. Like you said, depending on the game.
But why does he have to be on the court?
I say he's a defensive liability.
Right,
so he is. That's what you're right in terms of like where we are in the game. But I was thinking right away, it's got to be if we're closing the game out. You made this trade for a reason. You didn't do that so he can sit on the bench for, you know, the last 10 minutes of a game, did you? I mean, you did all of that just so you can have a guy who can come play the first 30. So I figured Ariza's got to be out there. But I don't know. That fourth spot, I guess, is iffy. I thought you have Duncan out there because you always want to shoot on the court. But that's a valid point. He is a defensive liability, though.
Tiff, that's my question. To me, I would go with like an Iggy and Duncan or a Trevor and Duncan because as bad as Duncan is defensively, of all the other options that can shoot, he is the best defender.
And he's the biggest.
And he's the biggest.
But you think he's a better defender than Tyler Hero?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. That's a cone out there. That's just an orange cone, just standing there.
A white cone.
But here's my problem with that lineup. Like, let's say you're down 6 points with 4 minutes left, or eight points with four minutes left. If you have Ariza, Jimmy, and Bam, you have three guys that don't space the floor. Now you know you for real looking like 90s offense right now.
Ariza's a bit of a shooter, though. He's a 3-and-D guy.
I don't think he's hit a three since he's been here. Like, you got to prove that first. And they don't guard Ariza or Iggy at the 3-point line right now because they bricking. So he doesn't, even if he hits that shot, he's not spacing the floor for you. It's going to congest your offense. So, Tiff, that's why I'm looking at it like that's why it's a little bit iffy to me because even though Vic can shoot a little bit, even Vic is not considered a spot up 3-point threat. So
they got to run a different offense. That's it. If you want them on the court, you can't just be going for the three. That means somebody's going to have to get in the post. Somebody's going to have to cut. You're going to have to get some screens. Like they're going to have different actions.
I think you could run a pick and roll at the top with Vic and Bam or Jimmy and Bam. And Vic coming off a pick and roll at the top, if you got the floor space, like he can get himself into a one dribble pull up, two dribble pull up situation. I don't know if he's going all the way to the cup the way we would want, you know, but he maybe can get you a jumper or two. But other than that, I mean, I don't think the Heat is going to do anything different with this offense. The offense is what it is. Like you're going to come in and spoil his whole true to that.
You can't run the same play. If you got four non-shooters and a shooter, you can't run the same offense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're running screens and dribble handoff for Iggy.
Exactly. You can't run it. Like, that's where, you know, Jimmy can get that mismatch and get in the post. So you can run a two-man game with Jimmy or anybody, but you want Jimmy to get that mismatch because he's the best one at it.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see, okay, you need points. A lineup of those three, Tyler and Duncan, in the game. I think that's a small backcourt, but I think Vic is good enough defensively that, you know, and then Jimmy, Bam, and Vic are providing that driving, that offensive, that in the paint threat, and you have those two guys on the outside, and Tyler can break down a defense a little bit. We know he has a ways to go. I just think that'd be an interesting closing lineup to me. Like, if you're down 6 points or 3 minutes left, like, I want Tyler and Duncan on the floor with those three monster defenders. And, like, let's say they keep hunting Duncan and Tyler, which they will.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they're going to play him at the same time.
But let me ask you a question.
But they've been.
But I'm interested in the fact that.
But they're not going to have to anymore.
I'm interested in why you haven't said, like, why would you go Tyler and Duncan and not Dragic and Duncan? Or, you know, why? Dragic is, he's hurting whatever they, I feel like they're saving him anyway. You got to, I like Dragic on the court at the end of games. I don't think that's a, you're losing too much.
Close for you in the playoffs last year.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you, if you're looking at it now, so then you got Dragic, Vic, Jimmy, Bam. And who?
Dunker.
No, I thought it was Trevor. I thought that's what
the. No, you need one. You need Dunker Tyler on the floor for shooting. Like, you need one of those guys.
I would go with Duncan if you're gonna do, if you're gonna have Goran start at the, I mean, you know, play the fourth at the one and have Duncan. You don't need both Tyler Hero and Goran Dragic.
I think at the end of the game, I want a Goran Dragic on the court though, some kind of way. You know, a healthy guy. If a healthy Goran Dragic, let me stipulate it like that. I think if you got him on, he does you better on the court than all, and then on the bench.
And I agree with this. Dragic is still a better defender than Tyler, definitely. which is a lot to say about Tyler, man. Dragic, part of the reason I guess I didn't even include Dragic in that closing lineup is just because I don't trust him to be healthy.
No, not and honestly, if you got what you got, if Vic is healthy and able to go, I don't really, if we don't need him out there in that fourth, don't have him out there.
Yeah.
But I still, to your point earlier, that I think Dragic's a better defender. So if you don't have to play Tyler in those pressure minutes, I don't think they will.
They want to play Tyler in those minutes, I believe. I think that's why they're giving him so much time now. They're trying to get him ready. When do you become a star? And if you're a franchise, you want a star. You become a star in the playoffs. And Duncan, for as good a shooter as he is, he's not going to be a star, you know. But Tyler, with the whole drip drop thing and all of that, Tyler's got.
He made that up, nigga.
I know, but listen, the fact that you made it up because he's got star power. You and I, it don't work with nobody else but him. It wouldn't work with Tyler Johnson. You know what I'm saying? It was like the first kind of malformed. Tyler Hero, you feel me?
Did you just say he was malformed?
Like if you took Tyler Hero and you put him in that machine that Jeff Goldblum had in The Fly, but you put him in with, I don't know, like a Amish, naughty by
an
put
him in there
with, no, you put him in with like a Naughty by Nature CD. A Naughty by Nature CD and Tyler Johnson would come out, you know what I mean? But then they did it this time, but they did it with what's the new dude who's rapping? They did it with Jack Harlow. They put him in with Jack Harlow CD, and then Tyler Hero came out. You know what I mean? So
I don't know. That's not where you were going with that, but I liked it.
I liked it for a minute. I liked the first part. He was like the whole drip drop thing. I'm like, yeah, that's our shit.
But yeah, I think that's just real. But anyway, I think they want to make Tyler Hero a star is my point. I think you become a star in the playoffs. I think they're saying this guy could be our next, like, whatever. And so they put him out there. You know what I mean?
What a funny thing about
is Tyler. Organic. Did he say organic?
Organic. Whole Foods Tyler Johnson.
Fair trade Tyler Johnson.
So that means Tyler Johnson is like great value brand? Like.
I mean, if you will. The funny thing about Tyler Johnson. Funny thing about Tyler Johnson, like if you ever talk to him, he would find a way to tell you his father was black. Like in any conversation, like it didn't matter. Like you needed to know, like by the end of the conversation, that his father was a black man. Mm. They'd be like, "What you have for lunch today?" Man, I had a sandwich because my father, who happens to be black, used to work in Subway. I mean, like he needed you to know. Like, no, I'm black. Like he was on it. Like he did not want any questions about it. He's like, I am half black.
You know what I always remember about Tyler Johnson, though, is the fact that one of his teeth were fake or something in the front.
Yeah, because he was just knocked out.
Yeah. And I read that in an article somewhere. Every time I would see him, I'd be like, oh, you got a whole chip tooth situation, cuz. You got a damn.
Sound like karate with the situation.
I feel like he took that for me, though. That was my shit. But
you started the situation shit?
I've been saying situation for a long ass time, though.
You invented the word situation.
Yeah, like 1997.
What a horrifying image.
What a terrible suit. Who is this guy? I legit don't know who this is.
Terrible suit situation.
That is a horrible I'm a Republican suit situation.
You're gonna hate the way you look, I guarantee it.
You're like, that's, so you say you want to be water commissioner, huh? this guy looks like he's about to tell you that early. He's about to tell you that early voting sucks.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.